Okay, this update covers two different statutes, the Texas Open Meetings Act and the Texas Public Information Act. The Open Meetings Act is found in Chapter 551 of the Government Code, and that is, of course, the statute that requires all meetings of governmental bodies in Texas to be open to the public, unless there's a specific statutory exemption that allows for discussion in a closed or executive session. We'll also be discussing the Texas Public Information Act, found in Chapter 552 of the Government Code, and that act requires the disclosure of any records maintained by a governmental body unless there's a specific statutory exception that either requires or allows for certain information to be accepted from disclosure. And, of course, there's a process. You go through the Attorney General's office to determine whether or not information falls within one of those exceptions in most cases. This has been a pretty big year on the open government front. There's been three very interesting Supreme Court cases on open records issues, and also a couple of interesting Court of Appeals cases, both on the open records front and the open meetings front. And then, of course, since it was a session year, there were several pieces of legislation amending the Open Records Act and the Public Information Act and the Open Meetings Act as well that we want to cover. Since there's a lot of information, I think what we're going to do is go through the Court of Appeals cases and the legislation so that we can fairly quickly, so we can at least cover that. But then we're going to skip over the three Public Information Act Supreme Court cases and then come back to them so that hopefully we'll have some time to get into those and discuss them in more detail. And I will turn it over to Kim and let her start with Public Information Act cases.
Thanks. Good morning. As Lori said, we're going to end with the Supreme Court cases, but those are actually first in your materials. So if you could skip through those, we're going to start here with the open record significant cases from the courts of appeal.